is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 2nd of January, 2010. It's the birthday of Andre Aciman, born in Alexandria, Egypt, 1951. Grew up Jewish in Egypt. The family moved to Europe, then to America. He wrote a memoir about his childhood, Out of Egypt. Came out in 1995. It's the birthday of the playwright Christopher Durang, born in Montclair, New Jersey, 1949. Had his first big success in 1979 with the play Sister Mary Ignatius Explains It All for You, a satire about a Catholic school nun. Most recently he wrote Why Torture is Wrong and the People Who Love Them. It's the birthday of the novelist Leonard B. Scott, born in Bremerhaven, Germany, 1948, served in the Army for 27 years, was a full colonel, and wrote a number of novels about the Vietnam War, including Charlie Mike, The Hill, and Solemn Duty. And it's the birthday of Isaac Asimov, born in Petrovichy, Russia in 1920. Came to this country as a child, was a good student in science, and became a writer. He wrote for 10 hours a day, and he wrote more than 400 books, many of them science fiction. Here's a poem for today by Kate Barnes, entitled Imagining It. At 18 in Paris, I woke up out of a dream just before dawn and stepped through the long window from my cold room with its red silk walls. Shivering a little in my dressing gown, I leaned on the balustrade, and look, overnight, a light snow had fallen. No car had driven over it yet. It lay in the street, as white, as innocent, as snow on the open fields. Then something approached with a calm rhythm of hoofbeats made softer by the snow, the sound of a quiet heart. It was a heaped-up woodcart pulled by a gray horse who walked along slowly, head down, while the driver sat at the back of one shaft and hunched over to light his cigarette. From above, I saw clearly the lit match in the old man's cupped hands, its glow on his long jaw, the small well of flame between his living palms, like the flare of the soul in the body. He went on down the street, and the sky went on growing lighter, and I saw how he left his dark tracks behind him on the whiteness of the snow, just the lines of the two wheels slightly wavering, and the dints of the horse's hooves between them, a writing in an undiscovered language, something whose meaning we feel sure we know and still can't quite translate. When I stepped inside again, I stopped thinking about love for a minute. I thought about it almost all the time then, and thought instead about being alive for a while in a world with cobblestones, new snow, and the unconscious poem printed by hooves on the maiden street. Of course, I was not yet ready to be grateful. A poem entitled Imagining It by Kate Barnes from her collection Where the Deer Were, published by David R. Godin, publisher, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with their series of poetry podcasts at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.